This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live, and of course, you can take control of the airwaves here toll-free at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And joining you in the studio tonight here, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Will.
You're welcome to bring up what you want. We, of course, always bring things in that we think you might find interesting. And welcome to our Saturday night audience. On the radio and on the internet, on satellite, we are in a lot of different places.
Everywhere.
As of this week, adding Twitch. We got a Twitch channel. We'll tell you more about that a little bit later on here tonight.
Like Santa Claus and the Scientologists.
And we're also
Santa Claus and Scientologists. We are everywhere.
Also, we are on Discord as well, which is a new thing. And I just last night set up a call-in channel for Discord. So somebody had suggested in one of the Discord chats, which for those that don't know, is an internet-based kind of chat room and voice chat mixed in sort of together server. And so we do have now a call-in line room on Discord. This is experimental. That's, you know, something we've never had before. I don't know how it's going to sound. I think as long as, you know, you've got a decent quality microphone, it should sound all right. But I know Discord does the put like voice activation rather than a constant audio stream. So if somebody wants to try that tonight, we can give it a shot.
Yeah, I had a conversation with one of the people in the FTL group.
A voice conversation?
Voice conversation. Yep. We probably talked for maybe half an hour.
Wow.
And it was basically Skype quality.
Was this after the show was over?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was just later night. I popped into one of the voice channels to see if anybody was up to test it, and somebody pinged me, and they just started talking. I'm like, wow, that's interesting.
So check it out. Check out the Discord over at discord.lrn.fm, and that'll take you right into there. It's super easy to get into that. So our toll-free number, again, if you want to call on the phones, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, and then Skype us at lrn.fm. Coming up, the sex offender registry has been proposed as a punishment for people who get convicted of the so-called crime of revenge porn, which means to take a like a nude photo or a sexy photo of somebody that you used to have a relationship with, and then to post it online without their consent. That is apparently a criminal act in some places, including New Hampshire. And so now the proposal is to add that person to a sex offender registry as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So that seems like a little bit of a stretch.
For real.
Yeah. So we can talk about that. Also, the Subway sandwich $5 footlong is done for in Seattle.
Yep.
Apparently.
At least now, yeah.
So why is that, Chris? What has happened in Seattle?
Well, a whole lot of things happen in Seattle. Seattle's a progressive 21st century city, and they do all sorts of interesting things, like raise their minimum wage and come up with new requirements for business to offer additional benefits, and the list kind of goes on and on. But do you want me to get into this?
Yeah, let's get into it. They raised the minimum wage, didn't they, to, what, 15 an hour?
15.
Or is it on a step-up thing where it's 12, 13?
It does. It gradually increased. But this comes to us from Reason.
But it has gone up. It's gone up from...
Well, actually, they haven't raised it to 15 yet.
Right, it's a step-up. So every year
it's in the progress. Well,
they passed, what was it, the $14 one this last year, and now they want to pass a $15 one.
Okay, I thought they passed a $15 law that has a step-up provision where every year or two it goes up. Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
You probably remember Subway's famous $5 foot-long promotion as much for the obnoxiously catchy jingle as for the sandwiches themselves. Sorry for getting that stuck in your head all day.
I don't know what the jingle is. I don't watch television.
Oh, you don't remember that song? But
nope.
It's on the radio, too, man. It's infectious.
It is. The sandwich chain recently resurrected the promotion in a national advertising campaign promising footlong subs for just $4.99, but the special deal won't fly at one Subway restaurant in Seattle, where owner David Jones posted a sign this week giving customers the bad news. Here's that sign, courtesy of Christensen Alesis, an executive assistant at the Washington Policy Center. And I'm going to read this for you.
Okay.
Dear Seattle Subway patrons, unfortunately, we are not participating in the $4.99 foot-long promotion.
They want to.
They'd love to.
Can't.
The cost of doing business in the city of Seattle is very high. We are, I'm sorry, this is really poor print.
Is it handwritten?
No, we are balancing the higher minimum wages in the nation, paid sick leave, ACA.
So all these regulations.
Right,
all
there's another thing that involves scheduling where you have to meet the employee's scheduling requests.
Is this a Seattle thing or a national?
Seattle.
Seattle, okay.
The new soda tax and much more.
Oh, right.
Keep an eye on this sign because I hope to announce a way that we can have $1 off the BLT, CCT, ham, meatball, spicy devil David Jones.
So he hopes, but
yes, spicy Italian
may not be possible.
Sandwiches, yeah. But there were a whole number of things there that he lists that are all very, very much negative towards business and make the cost of doing business higher.
Which means that if the cost of doing business is higher, the cost of the sandwich is higher.
Exactly.
That's why when you're at an airport, you see much higher prices on a lot of things because, well, not only are you sort of caught in this zone where you can't leave and they kind of know they can raise the prices, but there is still some level of competition within the airport because there's multiple different businesses there. They're paying more in rent those airport locations, so they got to pay that rent, which means that, you know, there are no $5 footlongs at an airport and there's no $5 footlongs in Seattle at this subway, according to this franchisee.
Absolutely. Sadly, the consequences of high minimum wage, excessive taxation, and mandate happy public policy are not limited to the death of cheap sandwiches. The cost of doing business
now, this
in
is
Seattle.
Reason. We're off the sign at this point, right? You're not reading the sign?
Yes, that's correct.
Reason.com.
The cost of doing business in Seattle is higher than the Space Needle, and the unintended consequences of those policies are piling up, too. The biggest cost driver, as Jones Signs mentions, is Seattle's highest in the nation minimum wage. It went from $9.47 to $11 per hour in 2015,
okay,
then to $13 per hour in 2016, and a further increase to $15 per hour is planned.
So it's $13 an hour right now, and it has been since 2016.
Correct.
Okay. Yes.
And we're just going to bump it from 13 to 15.
And that's basically, you know, twice what the nation minimum wage is. Isn't that like 750 or something like
national
that?
National minimum wage is 735.
735.
Yeah, so more than.
So, yeah.
Yeah, more than double.
Well, now, wait a second. National minimum wage for federal employees, if you work for the state, your minimum wage is $10 an hour. But for normal civilian paupers out here, you know, they $7.35 an hour.
Is there actually a U.S. government employee that makes $10 an hour? I can't imagine that.
I'd be shocked.
I would too.
I just know that is the minimum wage.
I'm not doubting you.
Federal employees.
I'm just finding that really.
Or it was, unless it's been raised recently. It was 10.
Maybe for some kind of a temp worker or something like that.
Not part of one of the federal unions.
Yeah.
Do you know what this really reminds me of? Is that there was a story you guys covered about, oh, Lord, it's been almost 10 years ago, about the best dressed shoe shine salesman in San Francisco. And basically, like, in the most pinko commie city, in the most pinko commie state in the entire union, San Francisco, California, this guy had fallen through the cracks, and he tried to get in on the bottom rung of the business ladder, which is shining shoes on the street corner, and he was, like, $12-$13 worth of shoe shines from getting himself off the street and into an apartment.
Him.
Yeah, and the city government came after him.
And you need, like, a peddler's permit
Yeah. They came and they took everything he had but, like, $6, and they were like, it was meant to be educational. They weren't out there to rob. Yeah, they weren't out there to rob him at gunpoint and, you know, of all the money that he had earned to get himself off the street. No, they were there. He needed to learn that everybody has to pay, and they want to keep San Francisco's streets nice. Translation: you're too poor to be allowed.
We don't want your kind around.
We don't want your kind around here. It's the same thing, man. Like, no matter what level of the economic ladder that they can. the city and state governments are throwing up walls, and it's always in the this like, oh, but we're helping. Yeah, we're helping.
The minimum wage is supposed to help people. I mean, what, you're right. mad about paying $20 for a sandwich?
$8.55 living wage?
$4.50 free if you want to join us, 855-450-3733, or Skype in, Skype username lrn.fm, or try the Discord.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency? It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital money that you can use to send instant and private payments anywhere for pennies. Dash offers a decentralized network where miners are rewarded for keeping it strong and safe. Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world. Start your journey. Check out Dash.org for more information. And get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Core and your Bitcoin Cash. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free here and bring up what you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. We've got a Discord. You can go to discord.lrn.fm. You can interact with other listeners there. And if you want, you can be our guinea pig for the Discord call-in option here tonight on the live Saturday edition of the program. Also coming up in, I guess, a few days, January 17th and 18th. This is coming up fast. The North American Bitcoin Conference is happening right around the corner, where more than 1,000 Bitcoin community members will be converging for a monumental conference that's aimed at driving cryptocurrency from niche to mainstream. And I know that one of our co-hosts during the week on both Free Talk Live and your show, Will, The Call to Freedom, Mike, is going to be going down there to the North American Bitcoin Conference.
Yes.
The
yes.
sixth annual, by the way. It's going to be a big conference. You can learn more about it and get your tickets at btcmiami.com. Now, I know our co-host, Mark Edge, has attended this in the past. Mark, are you planning on making it out there this year, or are you stuck down in Hawaii?
I'll be out there this year. I'm emceeing one of the rooms.
Nice. Okay, so he is going. People were asking if Free Talk Live was going to be there, and I said, well, we're probably not broadcasting, but Mark might be attending. But then we found out today that you were, I guess you're vacationing with the family down in Hawaii, and there was some sort of a cruise missile threat today?
Ballistic missile.
Yeah, basically everybody got this notification on their cell phone through the cell tower that said that there was an incoming missile threat and that this was not a drill. So we're supposed to be debarking from the boat at this time, and the boat had really just begun. Excuse me, ship. They're adamant about that. the ship was, and we had just begun debarking, but like we, I mean, all the passengers, we hadn't even left our room. And, it got rather scary there for a minute. I sort of decided to take a moment to think about it, and then moved the family to the center of the boat so there was as many layers of steel as possible between them and whatever might have happened, and I watched, a display of humanity that was less than orderly.
I bet.
So people were freaking out.
Yeah, and I was going to say, here's exactly what the alert said. Keep in mind, this went over pretty much everybody's cell phone.
Is this one of those presidential alert things where you can't turn this crap off?
It's managed by the local emergency management and the FCC. And
FEMA. Some of them you can turn off.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Others you can't.
You probably can, but how many people go into the settings of their phones? But this is what it said. Ballistic missile threat inbound to Hawaii. Seek immediate shelter. This is not a drill.
Wow. All right.
Yeah.
Well, I guess
it's not a Trump tweeted something nasty about North Korea. You might want to watch your suitcase. This one's a little different.
So what was the situation like there, Mark? I mean, how were the other passengers reacting?
Some were calm and some were just freaking out. People in some cases were running and they were being turned away on the gangplank. Couldn't get off the boat, that kind of thing.
I can imagine.
Well, where are you going to run to exactly? I mean, it's not like the, first of all, you don't know what the missile's going to do, you know, how big of a missile this thing is. You don't know where it's targeting. Is it going to be anywhere near the boat? Are they targeting the boat? Probably not.
Well,
but, you know.
Ballistic missiles, nuclear-tipped ballistic missiles, you can be sort of close and still be effective. Well, that's what North Korea's been working on developing and what they've been threatening. So, yeah, you talk about a nuclear missile, if you're off by a mile, you're still going to have a bad day.
Okay. I'm sorry, though. You know, like, I literally was just reading the story a week ago that North Korea accidentally shot themselves with a ballistic missile.
They did.
You know, so, like,
so wait, are all ballistic missiles nuclear-tipped?
No, this was a test.
Okay.
They did a test, and they showed that they're testing that they weren't very good at this. They basically bombed a little town about 8 miles outside of Pyongyang. Yes, they blew up this. Some guy on the internet went to Google Maps and found the crater.
Sure.
Where they bombed. I'm sorry. If I see a thing that says missiles coming from North Korea and I'm in Hawaii, or if I'm in anywhere but North Korea, I'm not really that worried.
I tend to agree with you on that. I mean, I realize they have had some supposedly successful test launches within the last year.
Yeah.
But
2,500 miles. I mean, when you're able to launch something off the ground up into space, You've achieved something. You haven't demonstrated accuracy, but you've demonstrated range.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know that they said
that the missile was coming from North Korea. I mean, that was certainly
in
my mind. So, you know, this could just as easily have been a Russian missile for all we know. I didn't expect that. But when you have this system in place, this early warning system, and you're aware it's happening, you begin to feel the very realness of it. I thought something was coming in.
Yeah, I don't doubt it.
But you really can't do anything about it except for what you did, right?
Nope.
You went inside the ship. You went in as deep into as you could into the center of the ship, and then, you know, all you can really do is sit there and wait at that point.
I'm either going to die or I'm not, and my family's either going to be protected by my action or it's not. I can only take the best, most appropriate action, and that's what we did. I formulated the best plan I had. I figured the boat wouldn't sink, and if it did, it would probably wouldn't sink all the way. So, you know, that's the best plan I could come up with for my location and time.
Now, has everybody calmed down at this point since it was apparently a false alarm? Has there been an explanation, by the way? I'm just sort of asking the room here. Has there been an explanation as to did somebody hit the wrong button at the center?
Pretty much it was a mistake.
It was a mistake. Nobody knows exactly how it occurred. At least I haven't read anything. Big time.
We totally just made an entire state worth of people feel like nuclear apocalypse was coming.
Yeah. Sorry.
Oops. Success.
Pay your taxes.
Right. Yeah. Pay your taxes.
We're here protecting you.
Pay your taxes.
All right. So anything else you want to share from your experience, Mark?
Nope. I think that's it.
All right, man. Hey, thanks for the call tonight. Have a safe rest of your trip out there in Hawaii from the behind the flowered curtain, as it has been called in the past. Thank you for the call.
It's a darn nice curtain, I'll tell you that.
No doubt. No doubt about it. Enjoy it. All right. So, and that's what one of our listeners actually called it. We used to have an affiliate in Maui back in the day, and there was a guy called in and said we call it the flowered curtain.
Perfect.
Because it's really a very socialist, very big government kind of place, according to the I've never been there personally, but that's according to people who live there.
It's a militarily occupied. It's America's Palestine, basically.
Yeah, I mean, they took it militarily, and then they voted.
It's America's Palestine.
They let the military vote.
They don't want us there. If you speak to most
native
Hawaiians, there's like an entire
movement.
Yeah, they don't want the Americans there. And since we've got there, we've basically turned their culture into crystal meth heads.
Well, that's the one side of it. The other side of it is it's very big government. They love the welfare state. And there's, You can kind of go down the list of what are traditionally more right-leaning points of view, like, freedom to carry guns and stuff like that. They're against that, but, boy, they love their welfare programs.
So, again, that's where the whole flowered curtain thing comes from. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We got more on the minimum wage coming up here. It's destroyed the $5 footlong, apparently, in Seattle. Your comments on the minimum wage, certainly welcome.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more. Right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is the live Saturday edition of the program, whether it be the missile scare in Hawaii, the sex offender registry, which we haven't gotten to yet, but hopefully we will later on tonight, or the minimum wage in Seattle. The minimum wage, now up to $13 an hour, has destroyed the ability to have a $5 footlong. You just can't get it. And one of the Subway franchisees has posted a note on the front door explaining why that is, and that's because of all the government regulations, both federal and now the Seattle regulation form of the new minimum wage there, which is expected to raise again, apparently, to $15 an hour.
You bet.
At some point. I don't know if it's this year or next year, but it's coming at some point. And with you in the studio tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Will.
I've decided that for experimental purposes here tonight, we're going to be going Discord only, because Skype, it has this issue where... And it's, you know, I guess it's a feature to some extent, but in our case, it's not. When somebody calls in on Skype, it dips down the audio levels of everything else that is playing on the computer on that same audio card.
Right.
And so since Skype and Discord are sharing the same audio card, if somebody's on hold on Skype, the Discord levels drop. And we've actually got somebody in the Discord call-in room, so I want to make sure that we can hear that person when we get to it. If you want to check out the new LRN.FM Discord, you can do that at discord.lrn.fm. But let's go to your phone calls here first. Folks are on the topic of the minimum wage. Larry's in Indianapolis listening to WIBC-FM. Hello, Larry.
Hi, Mark and Ann.
Mark is not here, but Chris and Will are joining me.
Chris and Will and Mark. Hey.
Hey.
Listen, if they can't have a $6 sandwich at Subway, then it never existed to begin with.
What do you mean by that?
Well, it never existed because they weren't paying, they didn't charge enough for their product in the first place. I mean, if you have a corporation, right, that moves into a certain area, they have to abide by the regulations, but more
or
so
else men
now,
with guns will come in and right. shut them down and arrest them. Yep, that's true.
Well, that's a good thing because they're protecting
no, it's
the
not
stability.
A good thing.
They're protecting the stability of their community by making corporations.
What is stable about men with guns coming into a business establishment and putting people in handcuffs? How is that stability?
Well, why would you set up a business that you can't afford to operate?
But here,
why
here's
would you
a
come in.
I don't know why anyone would open a business in a place like Seattle, but, you know, there's a lot of money there, so I imagine that's what the attraction is.
Because now, when you hear people talking about we need to get the regulations and the taxes out of the way of big business, that's corporations. Well, the big business and corporation is coming to the feeding trough, taking money out of our pockets in the form of tax abatements and incentive packages to lord over us and pay no taxes whatsoever. So I think your whole premise is really flawed.
Okay, let me give you a different premise then. How about the very small business? How about, you know, like my girlfriend and I run a very, very, very small shop. And one of the reasons that my girlfriend and I do that and we put in our 50, 60 hours a week is so we don't have to hire employees because we know that the cost of that would drive us out of business.
You can't afford to do it.
No, I can't afford to do it. I can make a decision to do that.
Do you
like it when people...
Where you at now?
Do you like when people, like big corporations, fix prices?
Well, listen, if they fix prices and put you out of business, you really don't have a business.
No, I'm talking about your business. What if a bunch of big businesses decide that, you know what, we think we can sell this particular product for this amount of money, so we're all going to get together and we're going to make the price this amount? You know,
they can syndicate. That's right. In business, you can't syndicate against your competition. That's all a part of doing business. What do you want the government to carve out a niche for you?
No, I want the government out of my business. I want the government out of the business of telling me what labor is worth. I don't want government telling me that I have to pay more for a hotel room because it feels that somebody who makes a bed and cleans a bathroom needs to be paid $15 an hour. I have a real problem with that.
I'm glad that we have a government here to sustain a minimum wage so people like you can't get off with hiring slave labor.
Oh, my God. The only thing that would happen is we'd have higher labor. You'd have higher employment. You'd have higher employment of younger people. And you would end up with people actually being able to get that initial job to get experience. I don't know where you're coming from. I feel very sorry for your whatever got you in this position.
Larry, do you understand slavery is something that people do without consent, right?
That's what you want somebody to work for, not enough to support themselves.
I used to make $2 an hour.
Why would somebody want to work if it wasn't going to support them? Why would somebody go and take a job that wasn't going to help them?
Because the government would step in and pay your share so that the wage would come up through incentive programs.
The government doesn't step in and pay extra to somebody.
The government does that. What the government does is make certain jobs illegal. If a job doesn't pay enough, then that job is no longer a legal job.
There you go. And that's the way it should be.
That's not the way it should be in a free market.
Slave masters out of the picture.
You're putting people out of business. You're putting people out of jobs.
Then you don't have a business. If you can't afford to be in business, you don't have a business.
Let me take it a step further. Then let's take businesses out of there. What about a community center like what I run? And now we are being held over the barrel by the city for thousands of dollars. They want more licensure. They want more, special sinks and special this and special that, just so you can hand a cup of hot coffee. Just to hand a cup of hot coffee for free. We're not charging people to come in and warm up. We're not charging people to print these resumes out. But the state, yes, I am working for nothing.
No, nobody works for nothing.
I'm a volunteer. That's what I do. That's what I do.
You need to pay for reality. You're either collecting information or you're doing something.
Larry, you are speaking with an imam of the Malik Center here, which is a mosque.
He's an imam because he's believing in some flawed religion. that really he has not researched. He's not doing any charity to anybody. He's collecting
information. Wow, you just don't even know what you're talking about. Thank you for calling tonight. I'm going to let you go, okay? Because you're just living in your own little fantasy world.
Yeah, where... I wanted to hear more.
No, I've had enough of that. We've got other people that want to comment. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. You know, you're living in your own little fantasy world where you think you can mold the world to your liking by using the force of government, and that's going to make things better. And the fact is, it doesn't make things better. Forcing people to pay a certain minimum wage, it may feel good on the, it's, you know, from the outside looking in. It's like, oh, yeah, those people are getting a that's great. They can take care of things better now. And, well, no, what you're doing is you're eliminating potential jobs from people who would be willing to take them, maybe a very low-skill worker, somebody who just, you know, doesn't have a whole lot of time that they can work, somebody who's newly entering the job market, somebody who's willing to work for less for whatever reason. Maybe they want to train on the job and get paid a training wage, which is lower than the normal wage on that job. Why shouldn't people be free to make decisions? Why shouldn't a business owner and an employee be free to come up with an agreement with one another, because that's what we're talking about here, not slavery.
Right.
Slavery is where you force somebody to work for you when you force people to do things against their will, and that's what the government is doing to business owners.
Well, I saw in Florida where, like, lowest end of the rung in the economic ladder, people who work in the service industry, food industry, immediately after the crash, there was this push because all of these people left the construction industry and flooded into the service industry. Suddenly they were like, well, service industry jobs don't pay enough. We want the government to make them pay us more. And all of a sudden what happens? They get a $4.25 or $4.50 minimum wage for servers. They double the
Up from like three or two or something like that.
$2.12 or something like that. They double the service minimum wage. And then now all of those service jobs that people who had lost construction work because of the crash had flooded into, now, not only were those jobs all gone, but you could drive down Colonial Drive in Orlando, and every mom and pop's local, not the big corporations that everybody's so hateful about. No, the local mom and pops were all boarded up.
Yeah, I think it's also ironic when people like Larry turn, you know, they don't like corporations. I don't either. But then they turn to the biggest, most evil corporation in the entire world, the U.S. government or your local government. Those are corporations too, by the way.
Who's
They're the ones
up?
Who create the corporations. 855-450-FREE.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility.
Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can dial toll-free to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We've also got a Discord chat now that started this week, kind of midweek. I think we're in, like, day number four of that with now 75 people that have joined in the last few days.
That's great.
It's pretty impressive. People have been wanting this, I guess, and so there it is. You can chat with other Free Talk Live listeners and some of the hosts of the show in there, and we did just create AMP-only groups for Discord. We'll tell you about that coming up here in a moment. So our toll-free number, again, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We're talking about the minimum wage in Seattle specifically because it's the example of the highest minimum wage in the country. So it should be pretty easy to find some of the fallout from the minimum wage's increase, which, as we've discussed many times in the past, there's all kinds of economic fallout that comes from forcing people to pay over what they would normally be paying them in the marketplace.
See, you look at things so negatively, Ian. You're looking for fallout. What I'm looking for is for this Seattle experiment to be the demonstration of how socialism really works and how government control and central planning can deliver on itself.
But we've seen so many times how it fails.
I know, but I've given them this opportunity to prove it to me.
Right, and every time the minimum wage is raised, people lose their jobs. I mean, this is something that's been studied for a long time.
I know, but this time they say it's going to be different.
But my sociology professor told me that you dirty libertarian capitalists are all lying so you can just hoard the money for yourselves.
Right.
We're going to get back to your phone calls and thoughts here, but I do want to let you know about Liberty Stickers. If you want to reach people with the ideas of freedom, you can do it from the back of your car and reach thousands of people with a Liberty Sticker, and you can get a bunch of them over at libertystickers.com. It's a vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at libertystickers.com. Plus, they can also do your stickers. Maybe you've got a company or an event or, you know, some kind of a group that you want to make a bumper sticker for. They do a great job of it over at libertystickers.com. If you're curious as to what the quality's like, here's how you can get a free sticker from them. It just has to be a Free Talk Live or LRN.FM sticker. You go to promote.freetalklive.com or promote.LRN.FM. Same address is there. You send a self-addressed stamped envelope to that address indicating which stickers you'd like, and I'll send you either one or both to you.
Nice.
And you can put that on whatever you want, and you can see the quality of the Liberty Stickers. LibertyStickers.com.
Liberty Stickers are awesome.
Good stuff. Yeah, let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. Here we've got Bob in Indianapolis listening to WIBC-FM. Hello, Bob.
Yeah, I really appreciate it, you guys, for having this show and letting people express their opinions.
You got it, man. Thanks. Go ahead.
I appreciate it. Nobody agrees on what color the sky is, but here it goes.
All right.
I want to remind everybody that the minimum wage started in the 1930s. How long ago is that? 80-some years ago?
It's a long time.
Yep. Oh, it's up to $7.25 an hour. Oh, $7.25 an hour after 80 years? Oh, you poor capitalist pigs. You poor corporations. You poor businessmen that have been making record profits. Sitting on your money. Why about everybody else out here starving to death? You capitalist pigs.
Now, Bob, you know you're talking about
the business.
What's
the Constitution? Promote the general welfare. Provide for the common good. That's the definition of socialism. It's in the Constitution. Promote the general welfare.
So what you're saying is...
common good.
Now, are you just going to shout? Or
we got a Bernie act on. Welcome to 2
Can we have a conversation, please? I would really like that. I'm going to have to put him on hold just because the constant shouting is not good for talk radio. Having a productive conversation, even if not everyone agrees, being able to go back and forth and air opinions. I mean, he's shouting at you, Chris, as though you're some sort of a tycoon the 1800s, lording over your slaves in your shop, your sweatshop, with a whip. And taskmasters.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And if you're not on our video feed...
Oh, he hung up, by the way.
Yeah. If you're not on our video feed, I look exactly like the Monopoly guy.
You've got a big cigar hanging out of your mouth now.
Which I just lit with a $100
bill. You've got a monocle.
Yep, monocle, a big top hat. Very dapper. What's
funny to me is I've just about bet dollars to pesos, and I wish the guy would call back just to answer the question. I bet he supports the Federal Reserve. Because the Federal Reserve is supposed to protect us all and quantitative easing and Paul Krugman and liberal lefty wonderful broken window theory and all this sort of thing.
I don't know about it.
The money. You know, he's like, oh, $7.25. Well, you know what? In all honesty, the $1.25 an hour in quarters that you would have got for minimum wage in the 60s is worth more than the $7.25 an hour that you make in worthless paper fiat. I mean, $5.64 quarters is worth almost $20.
Yeah.
It's worth more than the $15 an hour that the left is begging for. But they don't want to stop and take a look and see that maybe they're pushing and begging and constantly arguing in favor of centralization is what's actually causing these problems to start with.
Well, and the other thing he brought up, and I'm probably the most constitutionally minded co-host here. I probably talk about it more than anybody else, and it's not me saying that the Constitution is the solution because it obviously hasn't worked.
Well, that guy was right. I mean, he is saying that the government is a socialist government, and that's what they...
Yeah, no argument there. Yeah. But he keeps bringing up, he brought up several times the general, one of the general clauses, which is, for the general welfare of the country. And it's interesting to read from that period and, read what Jefferson said about that and what Madison said about that and even what Hamilton said about that, that these guys were, it was understood what it meant at that time. Which was just to keep the country more or less safe, but it had nothing to do with welfare, and it wasn't just a blank check given to government to do whatever program they wanted. And there was real debate about whether those needed to be struck in something more... more tightly worded needed to be put in there for that.
There were founders who made it very clear that they thought it was a danger in the future for that part of the Constitution to be mistranslated to mean allow the people to vote themselves gifts from the state coffers.
I want to get back to more of your calls and thoughts here. We have Rock in Chesapeake, Virginia, listening to WNIS. Go ahead, Rock.
Hey, how you doing?
Welcome.
I'm listening to your radio show tonight.
Yes, sir.
Some of your callers, like that last guy and the guy before, and really kind of burned me up, man. I'm going to tell you why.
Please.
I'm blue collar. And I've always worked. I've always worked with my hands, and I started out 15 years old. I worked for a guy named Jack Cameron at a farmer's market. And I wasn't making much above $7 an hour because I had no skills, no education. I couldn't do anything. I could push a broom, and I could pick heavy loads up, and I could sort things, but I couldn't do anything to gain a bigger check. And then I got out of high school. And I went in the Navy, got on the GI Bill, And I didn't go the college route. I went the trade school route, and I went the apprenticeship route. And the first couple of years of apprenticeship was rough because I wasn't making any money. But I stuck with it. And I'm not going to tell you how much I make, but now I'm above $20 an hour, and I'm licensed electrician. And every year, every 2 years, I got to go do continuing education courses. So I pay the government $100 to renew my license. That's all it is. You're, you're giving the money to the government so you're able to keep your license. That's how they do in Virginia.
It's called a protection racket.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. The callers that call like that, I wouldn't have them as apprentices. And I'm going to tell you why. They sound like they don't want to work. They sound like they don't want to put the effort in. It's like they want money to fall out of the sky.
Right.
And
right.
if they think socialism is so great, I'm not an educated man, but it didn't work. Now, they call it communism, and if you ever read anything about communism, they've never achieved communism. All they've ever had was socialism. It didn't work in Russia. It didn't work in Cuba. It's not working in Venezuela. It's not working in North Korea. It didn't work. I just don't get it. And I want to tell you, I don't know what it's going to come down to, but I think eventually we're going to split as a country, and it's going to be one side versus the other side.
I hope it's a multiple fractured split where all the people who want socialism can move to California,
right.
all the people
yeah.
who want ultra-right-wing theocracy can move to Texas, and everybody who wants to be free can live in New Hampshire. I think that'd be great.
Or wherever.
You know, let me tell you, I'll get off the line here, but if they go to California, I'm okay with that because California doesn't have its own source of water, and all the states on our side of the line can now dam regulate the flow of water, and they can pay us for it. What do you think
Rock,
about that?
Rock, it's a great call. Thanks for making it tonight. I really appreciate your input here. And the real insult to people like Rock, who've worked their whole lives to get to where they are, is to have some politician come in and then raise everybody else who's the new starting employees who have no skills right up to their level of pay.
Because
you know they're not going to get a concomitant raise once that minimum wage comes up. You want to talk about a slap in the face? Hour 2 is coming up.
Non-attorney pays spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.